This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Declan from Everett is. Declan, are you there?
You got it.
And Declan, if you beat Mr. Miggs this morning, I'm going to send you a super dope gold medal in honor of the Olympics. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Someone earlier won, and I was so proud of her, so I hope we can do two in one day.
So we have, one loss first this morning, one win at 750, 850. Let's do it, Declan.
Let's do it. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Declan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bananas are a great source of what essential mineral?
Absolutely.
What year in the early 1910s did the Olympic Games introduce the Olympic rings symbol?
18.
No.
Can you repeat the question?
What year in the early 1910s did the Olympic Games introduce the Olympic ring symbol?
12 and 13.
13, correct. Wade Wilson is better known as what superhero?
Pass.
A Morkie is a cross between a Yorkie and what other dog breed?
What was the name of the dog?
Morkie.
Pass.
When it comes to navigation, what does GPS stand for?
Global Positioning System.
Correct. Who was the first singer to have 5 number one singles off of one album?
Pass.
According to Greek mythology, what warrior died because he took an arrow to the heel?
Achilles.
Correct. Sea, box, and soft shell are types of what reptile?
Crab?
No. Declan, that was a little rough. You did get 3 correct, though.
I don't know if that's going to be a podium-worthy performance, but,
I don't think so.
We could distract Steve.
Yeah.
Distract him.
Wow.
Hit in his head.
I don't think just flashing your hands around is really going to distract him, especially when he wears a blindfold. But.
That's a very good point, Sarah.
Yes. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Bananas are a great source of what essential mineral?
Vitamin. No, calcium.
No.
Vitamin B?
No.
From bananas? Vitamin D?
No, no. What year in the early 1910s did the Olympic Games introduce the Olympic ring symbol?
Wait, in the early 1910s? I'm going to go 1908.
No.
1900. Wait, 1910.
Oh, no. No. Yes, 1910s. Did you say?
I said 1910.
Oh, well, that's wrong. No. Wade Wilson is better known as what superhero?
Oh, crap. Wade Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Fantastic?
No.
Oh, man, pass.
A Morkie is a cross between a Yorkie and what other dog breed?
A Maltese.
There we go.
Yes.
When it comes to navigation, what does GPS stand for?
Global Positioning System.
Yes. Who was the first singer to have 5 number one singles off of one album?
Michael Jackson?
Correct. According to Greek mythology, what warrior died because he took an arrow to the heel?
Achilles.
Correct. Wow. I don't know how, Steve, but you ended up getting 5 correct, which is a win, 5-3.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
Declan,
crazy.
You and I did not show out today.
No, we did not.
Oh, my
I don't even think you should be allowed to play a song.
No.
Oh, it's a little too late for that now there, Taryn. Yeah, I wouldn't say that we were the Team USA of gymnastics in that performance.
And actually, I think I might have counted wrong. I think you only got 4 right because I realized you never got the early 1910s year, did you?
No, I didn't guess 1910s.
It was Declan said 1913, off, which was correct.
Really?
Yes, really.
Huh.
Bananas. Bananas. Okay, first of all, I said a great source of what essential mineral. And what do people say bananas are a great source of?
Potassium?
Yes.
I could not think of the word.
Thank you. I thought that was like, oh, if you're low on potassium, have a banana.
Yep.
Wade Wilson, better known as what superhero?
I don't know.
Y'all,
Wade Wilson, is it?
The Green Lantern. I have no idea. I don't know any superheroes.
Just came out with a new movie.
Daredevil?
No.
Oh.
Come on.
Wolverine, and what's the guy? Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Wade Wilson in the real world.
So it just said Deadpool, you guys, LOL.
Yes, and then one you didn't get to, sea, box, and soft shell are all types of what reptile?
Crab.
Turtle.
Thank
reptile.
You, Karen. Declan also said crab.
I said that. I thought I was 100% right on that one,
I think
too.
So did Declan.
Like, if you said, will you bet all the money in your wallet on that answer, I would have said yes.
Just because it says soft shell.
Yes.
Like a crab. No, it was turtle. Thanks, Taryn. I guess
I like turtles.
On that win, Steve.
Our friend Sarah over there, she did something pretty stupid.
Why?
And we are pretty sure that this isn't the first time she has done something this stupid. So what is it? We're going to tell you after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
Gang, you know how we keep track of Beat Migs and the record that you
have?
Yes. I think we should start keeping track of Sarah and when she does something stupid.
We could have a sign up on the wall. You know how it's been 0 days or it's been 100 days since the last incident?
100 days? Wow, that's
okay.
Never going to happen.
It's been 3 days since...
We might
it's
not get 100 hours.
It's been a half a day since Sarah's done something stupid. We'll have to put them in halves.
Yesterday, Sarah, what'd you do?
So I was going over to my friend's house. It was the first time I've been to his place. And he lives in, his address, the end says B, right? So there's an A and there's a B. So I had never been there, thought I was at the right address. And I'm walking past what I thought was A to hopefully go to his place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in someone's backyard. And now there is a set of steps.
B for backyard. Makes sense.
There's a set of steps down this backyard, but there's also a big sliding screen door. And there's a couple sitting on the couch staring at me.
I'm getting a feeling that this was not your friend's house.
It was not. So then I waved and I thought B.
Why?
I thought B might have been down the stairs. So then I got my bottle of wine. I have my Gatorade. So then I start walking down.
Imagine being this couple. Yeah. Like I'm thinking about my house. We have like one of those big like open window backyard sliding glass thing in our house. And some rando just got a bottle of wine and a bottle of Gatorade waving at us. So they're like, hon, do you know who this person is? Should I invite her in? She looks like she likes to party and stay hydrated.
And this was like around 6:30-ish at night. So they were already in their comfy clothes. The girl was in like really short shorts, like pajamas, you know? And I start walking down the steps in her backyard. And she comes outside and she's like, hey, what are you looking for?
A good time.
And I was like, I'm looking for my friend, Michael. She's like, I don't know, Michael. And she's like, and there's nothing down those steps. It's just my backyard. And I was like, oh, the house that's B isn't down here. And then I'm like, well, what's your address? because I thought maybe Michael gave me the wrong address.
Or you thought maybe they're in the wrong house. Like, you guys are in the wrong house. This is my house now.
Yes, so it might be a shocker, but I had the wrong address, but off by one.
So did Michael find you?
Well, then... So then I get my way out of this stranger's house and I'm mortified. I call George and I'm like, George, I'm lost. I'm sweating. My heart's racing.
What's George going to do?
Tell me I'm a dumbass, honestly.
Well, you could have called any of us. We would have done that for you, too.
And then finally, I was still lost and I called Michael. And then Michael had to come rescue me.
How far away were you?
I was a few houses incorrect.
Oh, no.
On a really busy road, too.
That is definitely a big fear whenever I'm going to a new person's house. I'm like, I double, triple, quadruple check the address because I'm like, I don't want to knock on even if there's like balloons for a party, I'm like, it could be someone else's party.
It's a lot of parties.
I don't want to risk it. Well, I don't want to be that guy that knocks on somebody else's door.
Or goes in the backyard, especially when it's like a split level. Because I knew there's got to be an A if his is B. So I thought I was just walking by A. Oh, hello, neighbors. You probably get people in the backyard all the time going to B's house.
I love your outfit, lady. Where did you get those shorts? Now, this isn't the first time you've done this, because if I remember correctly, this happened recently, right, with Danny.
Yeah.
Stop going into people's backyards, Sarah.
Was this your mom's backyard?
Well, I thought it was my mom's backyard, but Danny had dropped me off, and, you know, I had had a few drinks, so their way to get into the backyard is the exact same. So I'm going into this person's backyard, who I thought it was where my mom's living right now, and then I see this beautiful pink bush, and I'm like, I don't remember that being there. And then I look, and I'm like... When did they get a pool? And then it clicked. And I was like, they don't have a pool. I'm in the wrong place.
I feel like you owe Danny an apology, because if I remember correctly, you gave Danny a hard time for dropping you off in front of the wrong house. And that's why it's clear that you just have a hard time figuring out what numbers are.
I really do. Yeah, I did blame that on Danny.
Here's the best part. I texted 206-803 Rock. Someone said, hey, man, one time I was showing some clients what I thought was a home for sale. As I was walking up to the door, an old lady answered the door. She invited us in. She didn't speak any English. So we were going room by room in her house. And then at one point, I finally realized this lady doesn't know what we're doing. She just let us in the house because she's nice. She wasn't selling her house. This was completely embarrassing. We could not stop laughing about it.
Oh, and what if you were the people seeing the house and really liked it? And they're like, actually, she's still living there. Oh, man.
Sarah, thank you for that.
Oh.
Rockaholics, we know that you're probably a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from its chorus? If you can prove that to us, we're going to give you tickets to see Miles Kennedy at the Neptune Theater on February 20th. Call us now, 206-803-ROCK, and we'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked out, and your job is to guess what that song is. This week, we're playing for tickets to see Miles Kennedy at the Neptune Theater on February 20th. And this morning, our competitor is Sergio from Bellevue. What was that? Steve, did you just...
No.
You didn't do a little... You didn't break wind in here?
I was moving my mic, and my thumb, like, rubbed on the windscreen, and it sounded like I just, you know, ripped one.
I think he's lying.
Hey, listen, you hear it?
Whoa!
Now you can do it on command.
It's just the windscreen, guys.
Yeah,
I swear.
Sergio in Bellevue, good morning.
Morning.
So you've got to get both songs right to win the prize. The first song, you will be on your own. And the second one, this is where you can get shook as a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose and caller 9 will get those tickets. So let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
Hopefully it's not Gassy Migs. Oh, I think it's going to land on Tyron again.
Oh, my God. This wheel is broken.
It's got the hots for you.
Yeah.
The robots.
Well, it knows that I have a great track record of helping our rockaholics win at Hook or Shook.
Well, and also, I think you're a cyborg with your red eye that you have right now.
All right, Danny. Are we ready to give Sergio his first clip?
Yep.
There's no chance he heard that. Whoa. He's in the middle of, like, dumping trash. What the hell's going on your phone there, Sergio?
Sergio, are you on speakerphone or something?
Yeah, let me take it off.
Okay, that'll help, I think.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh.
Have fun with that one. I have
no idea. Okay, I got it. I think I got it. Let's play it again.
What? Oh,
I can help you.
I think you're, you're on your own, because Sarah and I both look very confused.
Yeah.
Not the first
Sergio,
time.
Sergio, the lead singer of this band is Gavin Rossdale. It rhymes with tush.
Ah! Last name of a president.
Any guess on the band?
You said it rhymes with tush. Let me see. Push. Is it push?
What?
If you have one in your yard, sometimes you have to trim it.
The last name of two presidents.
Okay.
The last name.
Bush.
Yeah.
All right.
I had faith.
Then the song is.
Sorry, felt like it was the right time to do that.
The song is kind of two. It's one word, but it's kind of two different words put together. And the second part of the song is like another word for your noggin.
I have no idea what this hint is.
Oh.
I still can't hear Bush in this.
It sits on top of your neck. You call it your...
Mm-hmm. Sergio!
Your head.
Okay, that's the second part of the song title. The first part of the song title...
Oh, I got it now.
...is like, how would I... Like a robot is one of these. A computer is one of these.
Rage Against the...
Rage Against the Machine?
Well, no.
Come on. That's one point.
Oh, my
goodness.
No.
Come on, Sergio. Sergio, we'll give you one chance to name it. It's Bush. It's got head in it. That's as good as it's going to get. Wait a second.
Sorry, what was that, Steve?
Yeah, it's got a bush, little head in it.
We're not talking about Sarah's picture, okay?
Oh my, dude,
I'm lost.
It's okay, Sergio. We still love you. You just don't get the tickets.
If anyone didn't know, following along at home, that would be Machine Head by Bush.
Wow.
Caller 9, 206-803-ROCK. I was
honestly
trying.
Even when you said Bush, I still could not figure out what song it was. Like, that was a tough one.
That's funny.
Miles Kennedy at the Neptune Theater, February 20th, going to Caller 9 right now. I tried so hard.
It's Bush, you know, the song Rage Against the Machine.
One of their biggest hits.
That was fun.
That was very fun. The whole morning has been fun, Rockaholics. So if there is something that we have talked about today that you want to talk about, please call us up now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Thank you, Rockaholics, for all your great texts and phone calls throughout the morning. Right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning or anything that's on your mind at all. 206-803-ROCK. If you missed it earlier, we were talking about our friend Sarah and how she went to the wrong house last night and embarrassed herself.
Didn't just end up in the wrong house. She was in the backyard of this random person's home waving at them with a bottle of wine and a bottle of Gatorade while they're in there like their comfies, their pajamas, just watching TV.
And started to walk down the stairs to yes. their property. So great. But she's not alone. Tyler, in Fredrickson, you also went into the wrong house.
Yes. Yes, I did.
What happened?
So around 2019, I had a friend call me and they, you know, invited me over and they said, go ahead, just walk right in. So that's what I did. And when I walked in, I saw about four kids playing video games at the in their living room TV. And they turned around and looked all scared, scared me because my friend didn't have any kids. All of them ran upstairs screaming. And then the mom came down. Ready to raise some hell and scared the S out of both of us, I think.
Pat!
Stranger danger for those kids.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then what happened?
They apologized. Oh, I apologized. And, you know, the mom apologized for screaming and stuff like that. I was lucky enough that the neighbors knew my friend, so.
Yeah, because that could have went in the right direction.
Dude, that could have went horribly, horribly wrong. Like, I couldn't even imagine, like, walking, like, coming downstairs and there's just some random dude in the same room as my daughter.
Oh my gosh.
You know, flying at him.
206-803-ROCK. We're checking in with the Rockaholics. And earlier today, we were talking about how to date yourself by telling us a concert that you attended. Joe in Issaquah, what was your first concert?
My very first concert was when I was 12 years old, was the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobies.
Yeah, and the neighbors that I went with, they lived in Southern California, and she used to babysit for the saxophone player, Cornelius Bumpus.
Wow, Cornelius is quite
so
a name.
Got to go, yeah, isn't it? We got to go backstage and met him, and then a year later, same friends, went and saw Jethro Tull when I was 13.
Dang, that's OG.
So, yeah, it was OG. I was like, you know. 12, 13, I'm like, wow, I've never heard of these people. Or, you know, I mean, I never grew up listening to the Doobie Brothers or Jethro Tull, so.
Do you still listen to listen to the Doobie Brothers now?
No.
Yeah.
Matt is in Ephrata. Same topic. What was the concert you saw?
Oh, my goodness, Matt.
Yeah, so I was probably 12 myself.
What kind of hey, Matt, what kind of chaos is happening around you right now?
Truck driving chaos.
Okay.
I'm not driving. Everybody else is.
All right. So what was the concert for you?
It was B.B. King when I was about 12 years old.
Damn.
That's awesome.
And he was getting kind of up there in the years, obviously. But when he came out, he pulled the chair out and he said, "When you get as old as me and Lucille, you get to sit down." So, hope you guys enjoy the show.
Dude, right on,
right on,
man.
Thanks, Matt.
That's all. And I know B.B. King was playing up until, I mean, he passed away like almost 10 years
yeah.
ago, but I mean, he was playing up until
the very end.
Pretty much.
Johnny Brown is in Edmonds. What was your first concert?
Oh, it was 1974. I was 9 years old, and my mom was a cop, and this was her babysitting. So, she took my brother and I to Atlanta Rhythm Section, who opened up for Electric Light Orchestra, who opened up for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Nice! ELP, baby! What was that, that album? Yeah. Was Brain Salad Surgery?
They had the world's fastest drummer at one time.
I have no idea what
And it was one of the first times the lasers came out of the drumsticks.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's rad.
And then in 1975, my mom also used Kiss as a babysitter when I was 10, and I got to go see Kiss.
Oh,
nice.
Johnny Brown, that's amazing.
That's so cool.
Rockaholics, do you ever lie about what you do for a living? Steve Miggs, what do you tell people you do for a living?
I'm a baker.
Oh.
I used to say, I had a neighbor that would always talk my ear off, and I was like, if I tell him I work in radio, this is going to lead to a whole other conversation. It's back when I lived in Linwood, and he said, so what do you do for a living? You're always getting up pretty early to leave. I'm like, I'm a baker. He's like, well, right on. What do you make? I'm like, mostly bagels.
A bagel baker.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's the right thing to say.
Well, apparently you and a bunch of Seattle Mariner players do lie about what they do for a living. And why is this? You'll hear from them at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a fabulous video that the Seattle Mariners posted on their social media pages where they asked players what those players tell their Uber drivers if they get chatty with the driver and the driver asks what they do for a living.
Yes.
Check it out.
Here, the first player you're going to hear from is Bryce Miller. This is what he says.
Questions. I usually will go with construction.
Construction. All right, next player. JP Crawford.
I usually change it up. One time I said I sold mannequins one time. The other one I was just like a coach or just something stupid like that. But yeah, the mannequin one was good.
I love JP Crawford. I just stick with that from now on. I'm a mannequin seller.
But imagine the follow-up question, like what?
Did you get a good response from that?
You kind of stayed quiet after, so it was good. It worked out.
You know who is number one? His number one customer would be if he was selling mannequins?
My daughter.
Your daughter, Taylor.
She loves mannequins. Mm-hmm. She loves posing with mannequins. Oh, she'd be all about J.P. Crawford. Also, the Uber driver's probably like, yeah, I'm currently driving a serial killer. I do not ask any other questions. All right, the next guy, this is J-Rod himself, Julio Rodriguez.
Be from a coach to, like, a builder to, like, so many different things. I don't even know. Sometimes I don't even say.
So just sit there in silence? Yeah. What do you do for a living? Crickets. All right, we got one more, and it's Josh Rojas. You ready?
Yeah.
Just say I'm here for work. If they ask why, I say I work for the Mariners.
Well, thank you for being honest.
Yeah, I like that.
Although I think they did follow up, and he basically said, he didn't say he would say he's a baseball player. Mm-hmm. He would just say kind of works for the team.
Are you chatty with an Uber driver?
Hell no.
Really? I totally am.
I made a mistake once. We were in Portland, and we were wasted. And if me and a couple of my buddies, my hockey buddies, we were going around town, and we were in the Uber. And then the guy decided, he's like, you guys want to hear some jokes? Oh. And I think all three of us said no. And he continued to tell us these jokes that were just, to say that they were inappropriate would be kind, let's just say. They were so dark and weird, and just like, everything he was saying was just like out there. And once we got out of the Uber, like, yeah, this is why I don't talk to Uber drivers.
Do you make a weird, you know, like a weird review afterwards or like tell the truth about it? Nah, you just let it slide.
I still tip and still give 5 stars because I don't care. Let it be someone else's problem. So you chat them up.
Yeah. Hi, how's your day going? Oh, cool. What time did you start? Do you do a lot of trips to the airport?
Oh, see, I would ask how their day's going, but then it's done after that.
Yeah.
Danny, do you talk to an Uber driver much?
It depends on my mood. If I've had a few drinks, sometimes. Yeah. However, if like I'm going to the airport after, you know, to go see Lily, I usually just am like, don't talk to me.
Especially if it's like at the end of the night and you're just like, I just want to get home. I'm just trying to get out. Please, can I close my eyes?
We did have that one really cool Uber driver who sat with us through a drive-thru in Atlanta one time. And I still don't know how much we paid for that because I didn't pay for that.
Was that
a late night one? Yeah.
Because remember, we had one Uber driver that was not happy about it. He wanted to just drop us off at the fast food place and just be like, "You guys are on your own. Get an Uber ride back." I'm like, "We're gonna pay you."
Oh, I wasn't at that one.
Maybe it was a cab. It must have been a cab, though.
Yeah. No, the one where we were, that was the one where she literally was like, "Yeah, whatever." She just sat with us at the drive thru, even though there was no one working the drive thru.
Oh, that's the one, and that's the one where I discovered what docking was when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Atlanta, crazy town. It's just a crazy town.
Miggs, in your humble opinion, who is the greatest summer Olympian of all time?
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah!
He's been crushing it.
He has been great.
Did you see him hanging out with Michael Phelps?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Well, the country has voted on who the greatest American summer Olympian of all time is, and we're going to tell you about it during the Daily Miggs download after Heart.
Daily Mix Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you
jobs. Some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us.
Good morning.
And you're repping Guns N' Roses today. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite GNR song?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if I could spit out.
Name like, three just, songs.
Oh, were we gatekeeping? Yeah. Do you even know a member of the band?
Yes.
Speed up.
Yeah.
You know, I would think something off of Appetite, but I think my favorite GNR song is Civil War.
Civil War is great.
Yes.
You know what else? Mine is Mr. Brownstone.
Brownstone is strong. You know what else is great from that album that's kind of a slow jam is Yesterday's.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one as well. Yeah.
From the same album as
Use Your Illusions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One or two.
Use Your Illusions. I believe that's two.
I don't even know which one. I just type in Civil War.
Do you even know Guns N' Roses, dude?
Who are Guns N' Roses?
Where do you get off wearing that shirt?
Hey, the D&D is brought to you by Palace Law. Since we're asking about Guns N' Roses, how about who's your favorite summer Olympian of all time?
Mary Lou Retton.
Mine too.
All right, good call.
Well, the country has voted, and it's not Mary Lou Retton. It's Michael Phelps. Swimmer Michael Phelps, he's got like most of the vote, although coming in at second, very close, Simone Biles, who's got about 16% of the vote. And then at number three, Jesse Owens.
Okay.
Mary Lou Retton, not on there at all. Very disappointing.
Well, that's too bad.
It's a generational thing.
Well, Team USA did finish day four of the Olympics.
She was on the Wheaties box, wasn't she?
Probably.
Yeah.
Team USA is leading with 26 total medals, but they are trailing the lead in golds by just three. We only snagged one gold, but it was the one that we were really hoping for. Simone Biles leading Team USA to a gold medal in the women's gymnastics team final. This is her eighth Olympic medal, which means that she has surpassed Shannon Miller as the most decorated U.S. gymnast in history. Biles is 27 years old, so this also makes her the oldest American female gymnast to win an Olympic
medal.
Senior
citizen.
27, getting a little long in the tooth there.
Oh. And it's time to take her out. She's done now, right?
So bad.
Hey, Mariners won. That was great news. They play again today at 12:30, taking on the Boston Red Sox. They beat them 10-6, so hopefully the bats continue to stay alive and maybe the pitching shows up. Weather, we're hitting a high of 78 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle, biggest GNR fan we know, is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.